Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer. SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting.
Than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience.
With Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey, wherever you get your podcasts.
The Dawn Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the free Odyssey app.
The breaking news story right now as we learn the latest on Hurricane Milton barreling toward especially Tampa, Florida, the Gulf side, destructive storm closing in on Florida with mass evacuations. The Weather Channel, the National Hurricane Center, meteorologists across the nation talking about this. As millions of our fellow Americans in Florida are bracing for what appears to be a Category 4 storm, when it makes landfall, then usually it would be downgraded, but it will still be a hurricane, not downgraded to a tropical storm once it makes landfall. That's a bit unusual, and then remain a Category 3 or 4 hurricane as it just slices through the middle of the Florida panhandle. I know that President Joe Biden is expected to speak any moment and give an update. We've been watching all of these updates from Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, obviously, and he's been, you know, getting many kudos over the morning, even as he has been updating during these live updates, mostly for the state of Florida, for Floridians, as they're talking about what's going on, all the preparations. And, you know, he's doing declarations just again, released 8,000 more National Guardsmen and women to be deployed and that sort of thing as they prepare for this, prepare for the hit. It's expected to make landfall sometime tomorrow night, but they have to be prepared. What if it, what is that impact and will it strike earlier? So these evacuations by the hundreds of thousands, if not by the millions, that's underway with just trying to talk people into evacuating because at some point, and I lived in Florida for several years when I worked for Wink TV, the CBS affiliate there in Florida on the, Gulf Coast. Yes, on Wink, the CBS affiliate. So I can tell you that. First, I want to go to though, and this is late last week. This hasn't been getting a whole lot of play, but President Joe Biden, after surveying, and remember, it took, well, he was, when this storm struck, remember, it was on a Thursday night. And I'm talking about Hurricane Helene, when it first made landfall in Florida. And then we had Friday, Saturday, Sunday, right? Where was the president, Joe Biden? Where was the vice president? Where were they? They were not visiting those storm damaged and devastated areas. So for President Biden at the time, we know he spent the weekend at the beach in Delaware. And the vice president, I forget, she was fundraising. I think she was in California that first weekend. They did eventually, maybe 5 days later, they started coming to the area. But remember, it was not a great look. Here's Biden late last week. As he was asked about the storm victims of Hurricane Helene and how they were, how he felt, how he assessed the situation, mostly North Carolina. Listen to this.
I just messed it up.
Yeah,
Dawn.
Biden.
Sorry about that.
I survive.
Just messed it up there. Sorry about that, Dawn. Give me 1 second.
Okay. That's okay. And in a moment, I will bring you, you know, and even bring in local lawmakers in a bipartisan watchdog as something that gets bipartisan support is when they have congressional oversight, right? That's important. And so locally, we have Democrats who have, along with other lawmakers across the country, voted on transparency as far as the budget. Because remember the backdrop, context always matters. So even though there's the storm raging and millions of people who are impacted by it, and arguably, you know, hundreds of thousands of people in these six states that are already still in recovery mode after Hurricane Helene, even though that's what we're looking at, right? What is a bureaucrat? What are they looking at? What are they fighting for? They are focused on their own personal storm, which is financial. Because remember the fiscal year, the new fiscal year just started October 1st. When did Helene hit? Right around that time, right before then. So what they're thinking about is my budget, my big budget, because I'm a bureaucrat and I want more. I want as much as possible. We have to remember the context that right now Congress is haggling over all the money, right? And then on top of it all, we're, you know, less than 30 days to an election. So just kind of putting all of that in perspective. Here's Joe.
States in the storm zone need, Mr. President.
Sorry?
What are the states in the storm zone? What do they need after what you saw today?
Oh, in the storm zone?
Yes, sir.
Storm zone. I'm going to what storm you're talking about. They're getting everything they need. They're very happy across the board.
So that was President Joe Biden. Again, this was late last week, but he's saying they're getting everything they need. And by the way, they're very happy. That, let me ask you something. Have you heard that? Have you heard that piece of audio? I don't think that that really has gone viral across mainstream media, because all you hear in the mainstream media is not Governor DeSantis or all these different governors from different states, or, you know, talking about what they're doing. What you hear about over and over and over is Trump. Trump lied again. He lied again about FEMA. That's in the headlines this morning, all day yesterday. That's all I saw. So I started really looking into this. What are they talking about? I think it's disingenuous for the national media, especially, to not go into the detail of the backdrop of this. Now, you could say, well, Trump should talk about the funding, maybe give a little context. He tends to speak in the way that normal people speak. Okay, I'll give you that. If you want to say, well, he should give the context. So when Trump talks about FEMA, did he actually talk about the different groups, the different categories within DHS, or what's the name of the actual fund that helps people with shelter? Okay, no, he didn't. Okay, but I don't think that's really the way normal people speak. And he does word things in a way that everybody can relate to. That's one of the reasons that he's popular. It's one of the things that I think people like about him. He doesn't talk like a slick-talking politician or a bureaucrat. And so Trump is not wrong when he talks about the fact that he's slamming Mayorkas at the time on October 1st. Remember what I told you about October 1st? Because that's the beginning of the new budget year. So think about the Mayorkas brain of a bureaucrat, right? That he knows that he got temporary funding, about what, $20 billion extra to kind of hold him over on October 1st. So he knows, okay, I got $20 billion extra for my budget until Congress comes up with the actual budget, right? They're still haggling over that stuff. So I got $20 billion, but that $20 billion isn't for what's ahead. Because remember, this is a slow moving bureaucratic, you know, it's FEMA. So they're still paying out money to victims of devastating floods and fires, that money that these victims from January have been dealing with, and maybe even before, because people are still waiting for their checks. Let us not forget that even though it's easy to criticize and say, well, wait a minute, these people should get immediate help, FEMA is slow moving. Okay. It's not, as far as the money goes. And so the problem here is that Mayorkas, as he's looking at this, he's saying, well, wait a minute, I've got $20 billion, but I have to stretch that out. That's why he made that comment that we aired. He did make the comment. You can look it up if you don't believe me, but he did indeed on October 1st, he made that comment where he stated that he really didn't think that there was enough, that he needed more money. I will tell you, because I'm an enabler, if I'm speaking for him, I think he was referring to the fact that he urgently needs Congress to get their butts moving and get the budget going. I get that, but that's not what he said. I'm trying to be fair to all sides here, but the mainstream media is never fair about this. Do they ever give you the context for by which Trump says something or any of these individuals? No, they don't. And so that's a real problem here. That creates this mass hysteria as these mass evacuations are underway. So Hurricane Helene, by the way, newly released estimates. This is not from Milton that's upcoming. I'm talking about Hurricane Helene that hit less than 2 weeks ago. The new estimate from federal officials is that Hurricane Helene caused more than $47 billion with a B dollars in losses for these property owners. This is devastating.
I'll do the Mayorkas audio if you wanted that.
Yeah, let's listen.
We are meeting the immediate needs with the money that we have. We are expecting another hurricane hitting. We do not have the funds. FEMA does not have the funds to make it through the season.
So that's what he said. Now, remember, nobody even knew about Hurricane Milton, okay? So he's getting briefed. Think about this. And this is October 1st, and they're looking at hurricane season. And they're thinking about all of these hurricanes. They're teed up. They're on the deck, right? And so he's looking at this, and he's saying, whoa, hey, Congress, you got to get yourselves in order. We can't deal with this. And so in the context of what I just told you, it makes a little more sense. But nobody puts anything in context, okay? And so also, let's put other things in the context of improper context. Let's also think about that September 25th, this is before Helene, Congress passed the resolution to keep the federal government open. I told you about that. They gave the $20 billion for FEMA to tap into that cash for the current disaster victims and in the aftermath and the aftermath of Hurricane Helene, but also for those communities I talked about still awaiting funds from even like 8-9 months ago. Okay. Now, on top of it, what else did they leave out? Disaster relief fund. So the immediate cash that you can tap into, and that's part of what Mayorkas wants. There are other funds, DRF. Okay. So Trump is not going to sit here and explain this to the right. Cause look at how long it's taking me to explain it. I'm just saying. Trump is giving you the bottom line. And the bottom line is that these individuals are not doing exactly what they need to do to get to the emergency funds. And so Trump is right. He's not wrong when he says this administration is failing to do what they've got to do to get the money as quickly as possible. Remember, he's the guy when he wanted to build the wall and he looked around and he thinks outside the box. He's why? Because he's a business guy. And he goes, hey, Pentagon, hey, I see your nice, juicy, big, fat budget. I'm going to tap into that to build the wall. And they flipped out because these bureaucrats don't be touching my big. This is my big kitty. This would be like when Lair Bear, when my husband Lair Bear.
God, Becky, look at her back.
Budget.
It's so big.
Look at her butt. It's so big. This is like when Lair Bear realizes where my stash is. You know what I'm saying? That's what Trump does. You know what I mean? It's like, oh, dang. You know, he found my stash or he found my credit card that's not on his radar that I've been spending on.
Oh, you have a private credit card.
Not that. Okay. He can't be here. He's not listening right now. So, shh. But see, and just like he likes a big butt, they like their big budget, baby. Baby got back.
Baby got budget.
Baby got budget. Don't find the baby's budget. That's just what it is. We'll talk about all of it. Get your take, 855-839-1210. Just want to give you some of that perspective and some Biden, little bit of Biden that you haven't heard. Oh, and there's more. What do you hear what Michael Moore? You're not going to like what Michael Moore has to say, but remember, he was right when it comes to Trump in 2016. Is he right again? I hope not. So much more and great interviews. Michael Whatley on deck coming up. I will tell.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. TNCs apply.
The results are in. Great conversations are always on par. So follow and listen to On Par with me, Maury Povich, wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, along with what Congress is battling over as far as the budget, think about the ironically named Inflation Reduction Act. Democrats are trying to pay that and kind of shift things around. Again, I'll use my own personal analogy, me trying to shift things around so my husband can't, like, know and call me out. And then I have to go, oh, I'm sorry. So you don't want to get busted, right? And that's what's going on.
It sounds like you're speaking from experience.
No, I mean, I'm just
hypothetically. Oh, you've never been busted, no?
Hypothetically.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm just saying here.
It seems like you might be busted.
So we have, first of all,
what are you buying, though? Like, we go into Wawa and just doing small purchases, or are we buying, like, purses on this card?
No, I'm not buying. Look, I've had the same pocketbook forever. But absolutely not.
You have, yeah.
It's usually stuff. Team.
Trips
well, I did
Italy.
Get busted on, and I got blasted in my family.
Yeah.
For Timu.
Oh.
Because they're like, that's the Chinese government. You're supporting communism.
Oh, no.
And I'm like, I just bought some, like, flip-flops and some...
Yeah, $1.50
flip-flops. You know what I mean? Like, they're like...
That they sell for $30 on Amazon?
Exactly.
Yeah.
So you do get cheap stuff.
Yeah.
But Congressional Budget Office, it's nonpartisan. And when you look at all their latest stuff over the past week, you can look it up yourself. Congressional Budget Office, nonpartisan, kind of a watchdog group. So what did they release recently? They talked about the Medicaid program, and they estimate that Biden-Harris, this administration's open border agenda, cost federal and state taxpayers more than $16.2 billion with a B dollars, that's your tax dollars, the fleecing of America, to provide Medicaid-funded emergency services to illegal immigrants, okay, since they took office. So I believe the $16.2 billion in the emergency Medicaid type services that they've given to folks, this is during this current administration, so over a 3+ year period. But $16.2 billion, what would you do with $16.2 billion? Even think as we all recover from the pandemic, for example, and businesses shut down and people wiped out financially, the high interest rates. What if they had created funds for, like, somebody who wanted to save their small business or create a small business and hire people? I can think of a whole bunch of ideas right off the top of my head where I could use that $16.2 billion. But this administration spent that money on free medical services. And not for nothing here, but think about, you know, when we leave here from work in Philadelphia, how many homeless people do you see? And they're out here, and some of them in a wheelchair, they're disabled. Some of them, you know full well, are veterans. Think about the homelessness issue, the suicide and mental health crisis that's striking our veterans. And, I mean, we could go through this and talk about all of this. Think about the record number of children, homeless children, right now. Okay, they're going to school, public school here in Philadelphia and beyond. But guess what? That's the largest group of people who live in homeless shelters are children. Did you know that? That's happening here in Philadelphia and across the country. That is not acceptable. So why don't we put them first? Do you know why? I'm going to tell you something. This is a huge story, and we will find out the truth of it. But the truth is, I believe that as our blue cities across America have lost population, this was an effort to say, open up the borders, let folks come in, we'll vet them later on. But these are future voters who are going to vote D because they're going to be grateful to us. That's what's going on. They didn't care about the homeless veterans. They didn't care about our children who are in poverty-stricken areas. And remember, we're the poorest big city in America. It affects us right here in Philadelphia. They didn't care about you, me. They didn't care about any of that. All they cared about was their partisan, their party winning and holding power. That's it. Bottom line, end of story. This is the Nonpartisan Congressional Budget Office, the CBO, releasing, and this is just recently, its analysis of newly announced Biden-Harris programs intended to really cover up for the flaws of the so-called, the ironically named Inflation Reduction Act, IRA. Based on these estimates, and this is a bipartisan group, this stunt to, you know, lower the cost of, let's say, seniors. This is Part D premiums. How many times have you seen that? Well, they've been good for seniors and the Part D premiums, and they're going to lower the cost. And that's what they keep saying. The commercials are airing right now. Let's fact check it. How much did that cost the rest of us in taxpayer dollars? $7 billion. $7 billion. So that's a new tax coming up for you and me in 2025. Look forward to that, including $2 billion in interest on already ballooning debt that if implemented as planned, that's what it's going to cost you and me and all of us. These are new tax dollars. This is how, when you hear Vice President Kamala Harris speak as if she's brand new and she's never been in office and she's not in office, it's a new tax. Nobody's talking about this, okay? And maybe that's one of the reasons that even locally, ranking member Brendan Boyle, you know him? He's a Democrat from here in Pennsylvania, local guy, okay? This is a House Budget Committee bill this is a unanimous support for this legislation that expands the watchdog group that I'm talking about, the CBO's authority, to request and receive all the data. This is transparency from the executive branch agencies. Okay? So even Democrats are looking at all of this crazy spending that both parties have been doing, and they're saying we've got to have the transparency. And this is from the same group that I just quoted that said that this administration is spending all of these billions of dollars in the Medicaid spending and all of that for emergency services for folks who've come here illegally during the Biden-Harris administration. You can look it up yourself.
Before you go on and before we get to our next great guest, I just want to play back. Joining Kate Boldane today on CNN was Deanne Criswell, the administrator of FEMA, Dawn. And she says why you shouldn't be speaking out against the mismanagement of FEMA. If you want to hear that, it's about 20 seconds.
But I want to make sure that this has to stop, because if it continues, we will see more and more people not trusting their federal government to be able to give them what they need. And so I need people to register for assistance so I can get them the financial resources they need to support their recovery.
Oh, so I need, first of all, it's a bizarre way. That's how, you know, that's how a 13-year-old talks, especially a girl like, Mom, I need, because this is not in style anymore, and I need. So first of all, it's a weird, bizarre way of doing this, because what she should be saying is,
I need people to register for assistance.
No, lady. You know what you need? You need to serve the people. See, that's what she needs to say. I work for you. And it's a difference that even our mayor, Sherelle Parker, I'll bring it home locally. You hear Mayor Parker all the time say, we work for you. I work for you. I want to serve you better. You're the customer. This is what this lady, you know what she needs? She needs to understand that we pay her salary. She works for us, not the other way around, okay? And the reason we don't trust her, and by the way, they were so, you know what they were busy with doing? They're so, you know, political and politically minded, they created like a rumor site. They took the time at FEMA to say, like, busting the rumor site or whatever the stupid name is, because that's what they need to do, because they need this. They need this administration, this failed administration, to win, because they don't want to be exposed by their swamp monster policies.
Be able to give them what they need. And so I need people to register.
Yeah, people are crying out for help. And when you see the interviews on the ground, let me ask you something. Are they lying? Who's lying here? Because the bottom line is, I see over and over these people saying, I need help. Help us. We haven't seen FEMA. Please, we need you. Okay, so somebody's lying here, and I'm just tending to believe real people who are devastated and crying over this. Yes, FEMA is a big bureaucratic agency. Do I believe these are evil people who just don't want to serve? No, I'm not going to say that. But you know what? we need for them to do a better job. FEMA, get it together. We have a great guest, Michael Watley, just ahead.
Yo, it's Jay Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer,
SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino
and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Understanding power requires more than headlines. I'm Peter Hamby, host of The Powers That Be, a podcast from Puck examining politics, economics, and media to provide context, analysis, and clarity without sensationalism. We ask how power operates, who benefits, and what's at stake. If you want to move beyond breaking news to deeper understanding, join us on The Powers That Be. New episodes every weekday. Follow The Powers That Be wherever you get your podcasts.
Chairman Watley, good morning. Thanks for being here again, Michael.
It is great to be on with you, and I think you're absolutely right. The Democrats have a lot of reason to be concerned right now. We are seeing a lot of momentum in Pennsylvania with Donald Trump and with Dave McCormick. We are playing offense, and the Democrats are playing defense. And if you've got to bring in Joe Biden to try and shore up an area in Montgomery County there, you know you're in trouble.
Amen.
That's a great point.
It's an incredible point. It is.
I don't want to be around Kamala right now.
Let's take you to, first of all, I'll start out with yesterday, October 7th, and the coverage, just to get your take before I move on to the big story of the day, which is, of course, your beloved North Carolina, as well as Florida and the latest hurricane. But I do want to get your reaction, Michael Watley, to just the coverage yesterday, which struck me as yesterday was 1 year since the murder, the slaughter, the rape of, 1,200 innocent civilians. The media covered that as rather an event that affected both, they kept saying both sides, Palestinians and those Jews, those Israelis who were targeted by terrorists. Just your reaction to the coverage all day yesterday.
You know, there is no such thing as moral equivalency when it comes to the attacks on October 7th. Folks are saying that we need to get back to a ceasefire, but they forget that there was a ceasefire in place on October 6th. That Hamas broke the ceasefire and came over from Gaza and committed the atrocities that they did, 1,400 that were dead, hostages that were taken. We still have hostages, both Israeli and American hostages, that are being held a year later. There is really no response other than you've got to take Hamas and you've got to take them off the map. And I think Israel has absolutely been doing the right thing in terms of fighting a very just war, a just response. I was horrified during the vice presidential debate when they asked, do you think that Israel would be justified in a preemptive strike against Iran? It's not preemptive. It's not preemptive. Iran has actually sent 300 ballistic missiles into Israel.
Yes.
Proxies have sent tens of thousands of ballistic missiles and other missiles and drones into Israel over the course of the last year. They have absolutely attacked Israel and done everything they can to wipe them off the face of the earth. And Israel is entirely justified in defending themselves. And I think shame on anybody in the United States or anywhere else around the world that is not going to back Israel and give them every bit of aid and comfort that they need to be able to defend themselves and their people.
And speaking of giving aid and comfort, you have said that your fellow North Carolinians are being abandoned by the government, by this current administration, Biden-Harris. What do you mean by that? As I look at headlines and all the so-called mainstream media, bias by omission and all of that, but they all say, oh no, these are lies being spread by MAGA Republicans.
Well, what I'm hearing from people on the ground all across Western North Carolina, as well as Eastern Tennessee, Southwestern Virginia, and in Georgia, is that the response from the federal government was slow, was insufficient, and that the government needs to do better. You know, right now we're seeing the Red Cross. We are seeing Samaritan's Purse and other charities that are stepping up. We are seeing thousands upon thousands of volunteers who are pitching in to be able to help their neighbors. I'm glad FEMA's on the ground. I am very glad that they've come in. I'm very glad that the National Guard has come in. I think that the response was unfortunately nowhere near as quick as it needed to be. And I will just defer to everybody that I've talked to, dozens and dozens of people from all across the state who are saying that they have not felt the FEMA presence, that they have not gotten the assistance that they needed from it. And the fact that D.C. Finally seems to have woken up and moved those resources in, I welcome that. I wish that it would have been timely. You know, the fact is Kamala Harris was in California, San Francisco, for a fundraiser when that hurricane hit. Joe Biden was sitting on a beach when that hurricane hit. There was nobody in the emergency response room. They were not there managing this crisis the way that I think a president and a vice president should be doing. When you're talking about, you know, Florida, Alabama, Georgia, Tennessee, North Carolina, Virginia, and West Virginia getting absolutely drilled by one of the most horrific hurricanes in generations.
Yeah, and part of that, I'm seeing that as we look now, and it's horrifying with this destructive storm closing in on Florida as we're speaking, Michael. At the same time, I'm seeing that in North Carolina, as people, on one hand, they're recovering. On the other hand, they seem galvanized and determined. Even last Sunday, that they wanted to still go to church or make a makeshift church to worship or synagogue. And then on top of it, that they want to vote. So what does that look like as far as the implications for voters in six important states, obviously, across Florida and across the South?
Yeah, so yesterday in North Carolina, the Board of Elections adopted a package of you know, changes that need to be made in the region just to kind of facilitate you know, voting. We're going to have the legislature meeting tomorrow to pass legislation designed to help make sure that the resources that they need in Western North Carolina are going to go through. We've been having lots of conversations with the state parties and with the county parties, as well as the legislatures in every one of these affected states. And, you know, the key for us is we're going to fight every day to make sure everybody has the opportunity to vote. And I do believe that the states and the boards of elections are doing what they can do right now to make sure that they're going to have facilities up and running where people can go vote. The hard part is going to be, you know, if your house got destroyed and you're not, you know, obviously living in that house, are you going to be able to go back and vote? If you're dealing with, you know, the catastrophic nature of this, or you're dealing with a death in your family, you know, there are a lot of people who, you know, we just want to make sure that they know here's how you vote, where you vote, and when you vote. So we're going to have a lot of information that's going to be going out to the voters to make sure that they're all going to get out there. And I think you're right. You know, you mentioned the word galvanized. That is something that I have heard from across the region, that people are truly unified and saying, you know what, make sure that we get this polling place open because my people are going to come vote and I'm going to go vote, which I think is absolutely so critical. And you're talking about a part of the country that honestly tends to get forgotten mm-hmm. by people in California and Washington. And we really need to make sure that we're taking care of them and that they're going to show up. I absolutely agree with you that they're going to show. And I think that they're going to be a critical part of our coalition to win this election.
You know, I saw that this morning on Truth Social, former President Trump, he put out a statement about it, the interview was 60 Minutes. It was an embarrassment to our country and talked about the fact that it's incompetence on helping people through the devastation of Hurricane Helene. And he goes on. But as far as this goes, are there other people, to your point, in other parts of the country who on one hand, and this is the influence of social media and why I think Hillary Clinton and other Democrats in particular are worried about social media, because you can't help but see what you referred to, what we've all seen, people in you know, Bat Cave, North Carolina, right, or wherever in South Carolina, and it's an authentic person. This is not AI, and they're telling their story. And then they're saying, hey, I just want to thank, you know, whatever, the farmer who got his drone and found us, or whatever that looks like, save the baby. Does that resonate? And how much does something like that resonate across the country with people who are working people who look at this and say, there's one group that's talking about me. There's another group that is not. It doesn't seem to care about me. I mean, how much does that resonate in a campaign?
I think it does. You know, I think that when you have a split screen that shows Donald Trump in Georgia with Franklin Graham talking about Samaritan's Purse and being on the ground, when you see people in Western North Carolina that are helping their neighbors and helping their friends or helping strangers, you know, the people that they're just showing up to help. I mean, we've seen a fleet of helicopters and private airplanes that are ferrying in supplies and supplies and supplies to be able to help people. And at the same time, Kamala Harris is putting out a tweet that says, look at me, I'm giving $157 million in aid to, you know, Lebanon. You know, the disconnect is absolutely stunning. The fact that they would choose from the vice president's own feed to talk about international aid that we are giving out for disaster recovery, or how much we're spending in Ukraine to try and help folks there. There is a very real disconnect there that is being felt not just in North Carolina and Georgia, but around the country.
There are headlines this morning, you know, Trump v. Harris, how the polls look just 4 weeks before the election. But there's one that, you know, says that it's a New York Times poll showing Trump with big leads in Florida as well as in Texas. And that's part of, you know, we began by talking about here in Pennsylvania, Trump here, obviously in Pennsylvania tomorrow, was just here for an incredible emotional rally in Butler over the weekend. But is that part of the reason that a Joe Biden is coming here to try to campaign with somebody like Senator Casey in Montgomery County? Is how much of a concern is this that Trump at the top of the ticket, if he's gaining, then the Caseys of the world in a tough Senate race can benefit from those coattails?
Yeah, Republicans are playing offense. You know, and what we're seeing right now is commanding leads in Texas and Florida, which is going to help make sure that our two vulnerables on the Republican side for the Senate, Ted Cruz in Texas and Rick Scott in Florida, both have very commanding leads outside the margin of error and are doing what they can. So the Democrats know that they're not really going to have a path to the Senate unless they can hold on to Pennsylvania, unless they can hold on to Ohio, unless they can hold on to Michigan or Montana. And right now, we are seeing great gains by all of these candidates. Dave McCormick is doing an absolutely fantastic job of campaigning in Pennsylvania. He is everywhere he needs to be. He is raising money. He is putting great ads together, putting them on social media, putting them on TV. He is connecting with Pennsylvania voters. And really, at the end of the day, there's one thing that you cannot replace, which is that work ethic, right? And he is out there. He is all over the state. But you also have to remember, it's not just about the messenger, it's about the message. And he is listening to Pennsylvania voters, and he is talking about solutions to their issues and their needs. The people in Pennsylvania want somebody who is going to champion fracking and the energy development across the state. They want somebody who is going to ensure that Pennsylvania is no longer a border state. They want somebody who is going to do what they can to bring down inflationary spending. People talk about Kamala Harris as the tie-breaking vote on $2.5 trillion worth of inflationary spending that sent gasoline prices, grocery prices, and housing prices through the roof. But you know what? Casey was the 50th vote. If Bob Casey had voted against that unnecessary inflationary spending, then Kamala Harris would have never had a chance to break that tie. So Pennsylvania deserves better, and they're going to get it better. And what we're seeing right now is the Republicans, Dave McCormick, Donald Trump, and everybody else across the country are absolutely playing offense and have a lot of momentum.
RNC Chairman Michael Whatley, thank you so much for joining me once again. And I'll be at another event. That's the thing locally here. I'll tell you, Trump Force 47, they've been in Bucks County, Chester County, Montgomery County. Tonight, I'm in Media in Delaware County, but they've been more active than I remember in recent years with the Trump 47, with the local and regional folks. So a lot of momentum here. I know you've got to be excited. Thank you, Michael Whatley, for joining me.
Yes, ma'am. Hope that you and your listeners have a great week. I know President Trump is very excited about getting back into Pennsylvania. We want to thank everybody for their amazing outcome and support with the Butler, Pennsylvania rally. That was really, I think, a very important evening for all of us around the president and for the president in particular.
I agree. It was, and I think for the people here in Pennsylvania, we're not known as the place where that horrifying and deadly attack happened on Corey Comparator, but I think the way that they came back, that Trump came back as promised, was also, it was a beautiful way to kind of have some closure. And that we really, I think we all appreciate that. Thank you, Michael. Michael Whatley, RNC chairman. And we'll be talking about Trump coming to PA tomorrow and Biden here today. And in fact, we know that the president, because remember, I have to say it, Joe Biden is, he's still the president of the United States of America. I guess he's going to hold a news conference. I don't know exactly what time because I haven't had time to look it up. So we'll get that information to you. And there's a exclusive story about, there are a couple of exclusives nationally about Dave McCormick. So I noticed that McCormick is making more national headlines. Isn't that interesting? How timely that they're focusing in on the Pennsylvania Senate race. Isn't that special? All right, we got to talk about that. I got to talk about Piazza, and I got to talk about your fall road trip as we move forward, because this is such a beautiful time of year. By the way, sunny skies, beautiful fall weather in the 70s through the weekend. Actually, this weekend will be in the mid to upper 70s. So right now, great time for that road trip. But do you know if your vehicle is road trip ready? My friends at Piazza Premium Automobiles, they're going to help make sure that you and your family are safe out on the roads. These service centers of the Piazza Premium Dealers, they not only handle all the regular stuff, the regular maintenance needs that you have, but also they can diagnose those possible issues before they happen, before you hit the road. Schedule a service appointment online today, PiazzaPremiumAutomobiles.com, P-I-A-Z-Z-A, PiazzaPremiumAutomobiles.com. It's Amazon Prime Day, so there are local police and across the country. Did you know it's Amazon Prime Day?
No, but I'm about to go check out right now what's going on here.
My husband ordered
a piano.
You know what? He ordered one of those. What's that? What are you looking at?
A piano.
What?
Yeah, I want a piano.
Like a big?
No. Oh. Like an electric keyboard.
Oh, cool.
Plugged into the computer where I can learn how to play better.
That's neat.
Yeah, so I got really back into playing my guitar and learning some things on the guitar. And
self-taught?
Then, yeah. Well, I took lessons when I was younger, and then in high school, one of the electives in Indiana is actually guitar, so I took some of that. But then my dog that we adopted, Callie, is petrified of guitars for some reason. Every time I pull a thing out, she runs and she barks, and it's a whole thing. So I want something that I can kind of put earphones in and listen to, and I know how to play a piano, too, and I want to get better at it. So
cool.
I'll be signing on to Prime Day for that. Thank
Very
you for the
cool.
heads up.
I
don't know if you're going to speak negatively about Prime Day. Sorry to try.
No. I love that. Like, what do you order? So my husband ordered, maybe this is a commentary on, he wants me to vacuum more often, like I have a lot of time.
Oh, no.
But he ordered one of those, what's it called? You know, the little vacuum that's like the robo little vacuum?
Yeah, like the shark kind of thing.
You know, the little, and it goes around and it's like a disc.
Oh, you're talking like the robot ones.
Like the robot one that just, and it vacuums.
Why can't I think of the big name one?
I know, I can't think of it. But that's what he ordered. So I'm like, oh, you setting that up? And he's like, I'm going to set it up.
iRobot?
Like,
no.
It's like one of those.
Yeah.
The robot.
Roomba. Yeah,
that's
why can't
it.
I think of name Roomba?
Yeah, Lair Bear. That's what he did. The
like
Roomba.
Joe Biden on stage.
So what did you order on Amazon Prime, or do you even bother? 855-839-1210. We could maybe have a little fun, but on a serious note, local police and across our entire region, just reminding people that, guess what? Thieves are on the lookout. So if you have all those packages, remember to bring them in as soon as possible, especially if it's a high-value delivery. Maybe you want to make sure that you secure a pickup location and that you require a signature or a trusted neighbor, that sort of thing. So they are putting out those Amazon Prime advisories because, you know, those thefts are unfortunately out there. So we got that going on. Great. Dan Muser, look forward to talking to him. So we'll get his take on Pennsylvania. Trump here tomorrow. He's excited to talk about that. And as well, he was in Butler, PA. So we'll talk to him about the great Trump rally. Man, that was huge, wasn't it? It gave me such good vibes.
Dawn Stensland from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week, we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for Murders That Defy Explanation, Mystery Seeking Exploration, and Shocking Secrets That Will Leave You Breathless. Each week, we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops. And neither do we. Listen to True Crime News, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.